Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 7th through August 13th, 2010. As pressure on the Palestinian Authority to start direct talks accumulate, Palestinian leadership is mulling the option. Meanwhile, Israeli raids into Palestinian communities continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. The details with IMEMC's Bart Farrell.
This week, anti-wall protests were organized in the villages of Bilin, Nilin, and Nabi Saleh in the central West Bank, in addition to the villages of Al-Walaja and Al-Masara in the southern West Bank. One Israeli peace activist was injured, and other civilians suffered from tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the village of Bilin in the central West Bank. Villagers, along with Israeli and international supporters, marched on Friday afternoon from the village to local farmers' lands behind the Israeli-built wall. As soon as the protesters reached the gate of the wall separating villagers from their lands, Israeli troops fired tear gas canisters and sound grenades at them. An Israeli peace activist with a tear gas canister in her hand. Other protesters suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by a local medical crew. The weekly protest ended with clashes between soldiers and local youth, but no injuries were reported during those clashes. At the village of Nilin, also in the central West Bank, Israeli soldiers used tear gas canisters and sound grenades to suppress the weekly anti-wall protest. Protesters reached the gate of the wall before soldiers attacked them with tear gas and sound grenades. Troops also beat up some of the protesters after they followed them back to the village, local sources reported. In the nearby Nabi Saleh village, soldiers fired tear gas canisters directly at the protesters and then chased them back to the village. Mohammed Al-Tamami, a local organizer, reported. Al-Tamami said that people managed to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall and settlers are trying to take over to expand their nearby settlement. A number of people suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation during the protest. And in the southern West Bank, soldiers also attacked the anti-wall protest organized in the villages of Al-Walaja and Al-Masara. A Palestinian man sustained light wounds and two others were arrested by Israeli soldiers during the weekly anti-wall protest in Al-Walaja. Dozens suffered the effects from tear gas inhalation during the weekly protest of Al-Masara. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers were very violent with the protesters. Troops stormed a house and dragged people into the street and beat them up, the witnesses added. For IMEMC.org, this is Bart Farrell.
European Union says that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas might soon accept starting direct peace talks with Israel. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Following a close intervention by international interlocutors like Europeans and Americans, EU's Foreign Relations Chief Catherine Ashton believed that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas would begin direct peace talks with Israel. Ashton believed that Palestinians and Israelis would reach a peace agreement within 24 months. Ashton's remarks come as both Israelis and Palestinians have reached a deadlock since late 2008. Israel has repeatedly refused a Palestinian demand that Israel should halt all settlement activities before resuming peace talks. This week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told media outlets that reports of Israeli willingness to stop settlement construction in the occupied West Bank are false and baseless. Another development, Israeli police allowed only almost 40,000 Muslim worshippers to perform prayers at the holy shrine of Al-Aqsa Mosque instead of a few hundreds of thousands. On a Friday, Muslims in the occupied Palestinian territories marked the first Friday sermon in the holy month of Ramadan that began by mid this week. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli military and settler assaults against Palestinian communities continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, with more than 66 Palestinian civilians abducted by Israeli military. The details with IMEMC's Jinka Soderberg.
Over the last week, Israeli authorities have continued to maintain tight control over the movement of Palestinians throughout the West Bank through the use of hundreds of checkpoints and street closures. In addition, Israeli troops conducted 9 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those invasions, Israeli forces abducted 66 civilians, including 3 human rights defenders, 4 children, and 45 people abducted en masse from Jalbun village near Jenin. Israel has continued to take measures aimed at creating a Jewish demographic majority in Jerusalem, as stated in the 1996 E1 plan for expansion into Palestinian East Jerusalem. Over the last week, Caterpillar brand bulldozers owned by the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem destroyed around 200 graves in the Maman Allah Islamic Cemetery in Jerusalem. The Al-Aqsa Association for Islamic Heritage had filed a petition at the Israeli District Court demanding that the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem's plan to destroy graves be stopped. On Monday noon, the court issued a ruling allowing the municipality to demolish part of the cemetery to establish an Israeli court compound. The Israeli municipality of Jerusalem claimed that the graves that it would demolish were new graves that are not related to the historic cemetery. However, the lawyers of Al-Aqsa Association proved with documents and photos that the graves had existed before 1948 and only the grave stones had been renewed. On August 10th, the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem demolished the gravestones of at least 70 graves in the Maman Allah Cemetery. Press crews were not allowed to get close to the cemetery. The Israeli municipality of Jerusalem has so far desecrated 90% of the graves they had marked for demolition. Israeli forces have continued settlement activities in the West Bank, and Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property this week. On August 9th, Israeli forces moved into the Ain al-Hilweh area in the northern Jordan Valley in the northeast of the West Bank. They dismantled six tents belonging to Mohammed and Ismail Nawaja, claiming that the tents were set up in a closed military zone. On Saturday, August 7th, dozens of Palestinian civilians and international and Israeli human rights defenders demonstrated in the center of Beit Umar village, north of Hebron. They moved towards Zahir al-Brahish area, where Israeli forces plan to confiscate areas of Palestinian land to the north of the Israeli settlement of Karmitsur. Israeli troops attacked the demonstrators and fired tear gas canisters and sound bombs at them. As a result, four civilians, including two journalists and an international human rights defender, were injured. One of the injured was Ahmed Khalil Abu Hashem, 43, secretary of the Committee Against Settlement in Beit Umar village. In the Gaza Strip this past week, Israeli forces continued to fire at Palestinian farmers and workers in the Gaza Strip's border areas. On Monday, August 9th, at approximately 7:35 in the morning, Israeli gunboats stationed opposite to Beit Lahia Beach in the northern Gaza Strip opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats. No casualties or damage was reported. Also on Monday, August 9th, Israeli troops stationed at the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel, east of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, fired at dozens of Palestinian civilians who were peacefully protesting the creation of a security zone by Israeli forces along the border. No casualties were reported. Israel has continuously closed all border crossings to the Gaza Strip for over 3 years. The illegal Israeli-imposed closure of the Gaza Strip, which has steadily tightened since June 2007, has had a disastrous impact on the humanitarian and economic situation in the Gaza Strip. 1.5 million people are being denied their basic rights, including freedom of movement and the right to appropriate living conditions, work, health, and education. The main concern of the population of the Gaza Strip is to obtain their basic needs of food, medicines, water, and electricity supplies. Unemployment rates are currently at about 80%. For IMEMC.org, this is Jenka Soderberg reporting.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.